You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting lives and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God and some health talks.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda or 247 Juba, Sudan.
For more and just listen to this beautiful music.
Aliana muluba talfi dunia anajale incha anamabiri jawara Aliana muluba talfi dunia anajale incha anamabiri jawara
Nina kelim nina aruksi katala Alti wasulu fi haya haya badia Ama iltanina iwari nina kulu hasa Baraminala wa mumikatia
Yesu abu bitai anajale incha Keli incha fiana minikatia bitai Aliana mulu batalfi dunia Anajale incha, anamabiri jawara Aliana mulu batalfi dunia Anajale incha, anamabiri jawara Alela ya akwi, keli incha feki Rabuna nadincha, fishoko lobicho Mata keli mgali Tali sasuke, tali hasa incha, mikunze timoti. Alela ya akwi, keli incha feki. Rabuna nadincha, vishoko lobicho. Mata keli mgali, tali sasuke. Tali hasa incha, mikunze timoti. Yesu abu bitai. Anajale incha, keli incha fiana, minikati ya bitai. Aliana mulu batalfi dunia, anajale incha, anamabiri jawara. Aliana mulu batalfi dunia, anajale incha, anamabiri jawara.
Kelim nina aruksi katala Alti wasulu fi haya haya badia Ama ilta nina iwari nina kulu hasa Waraminala wa mutikatia
Yesu abu bitai anajale incha Kene incha fiana minikatia bitai Aliana mulu batalfi dunia Anajale incha, anamabiri jawara Aliana mulu batalfi dunia Anajale incha, anamabiri jawara Yakwana mesihi, keli ninaseli Mageli basha, nina mejidu ala Mefara wanaja ala wedilena Talile rabuna indabili goraha Yakwana mesihi mkeli ninaseli Mageli basha nina mejidu ala Mefara wanaja ala wedilena Talile rabuna indabili goraha Yesu abu bitai, anajale incha, keli incha fi fi dunia ana jale ita ana mabiri jawara aliana mulu batal fi dunia ana jale ita ana mabiri jawara
nina kelim nina arufi katala aldi wasulu fi haya haya badia Ama iltanina, iwalinina, kuluhasa, baraminala, wa murtikatia.
Yesu abu bijai, anajale inja, keli inja fiana, milikatia bijai. Aliana mulu, batal fi dunia, anajale inja, ana mabiri jawara. Aliana munu batal fi dunia ana jale inta ana mabiri jawara.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to some health talks.
Dear listeners, I am Kandiang Felix presenting for you health talks. As you have been listening to various topics about health, today we shall talk about obesity or overweight and how we shall control it in the natural way, rather than using slimming pills. Obesity or overweight is a state of the body in which excessive fat is stored in the tissues. This is the most common disorder to which the human race is subject. The fundamental causes of obesity is the absorption of great calorific value of food than is necessary for the energy expended by the body. It is true that while two persons may eat the same amount of food, one may gain and the other lost weight. This difference is due to the factors regulating the amount of energy expended. Another cause may also be liking to eat large quantities of fattening food, like carbohydrates, starch, and fats. Fattening foods may include animal protein like meat. Poor exercise is also another cause of obesity or overweight. Obesity in our life has various effects on our body than some people could think. Obesity can cause shortness of breath and fatigue on slight exertion. An overweight person or obese person with heart disease may develop heart failure sooner than a thin person with the same degree of cardiac disease. Pneumonia is more serious in a person having obesity or an overweight person. An overweight person has always disturbances of their endocrine glands, especially the thyroid or pituitary, or both. An obese person sleeps longer than a thin person of the same category. Obesity also increases blood pressure, which may result into high blood pressure. Because of obesity, the kidneys, pancreas, and liver carry an extra burden. With these effects of obesity, it is then a wise decision to reduce on our weight. You should also remember that the rapid loss of weight but radical diet is harmful and actually in some cases may cause death. Prevention and treatment of obesity is important, not only for the sake of appearance, but also because overweight decreases human efficiency, shortens life, and predisposes the subject to many chronic disorders. Obesity is called the red light of health. Therefore, here are some rules that you can apply in order to reduce your weight in the natural way than using slimming pills. Many and varied slimming diets are available, so you can follow the following measures in order to achieve the weight you want in case you are obese or overweight, and if also you want to control obesity. First of all, you must eat regularly 3 small meals daily. It is a very important thing then to reduce the size of the meals to some degree. For even if you eat some bulky food such as low-calorie green vegetables, and thereby keep the volume intake up, you still need to reduce the size of stomach itself, shrink the stomach so that you can be satisfied with less than you are used to by eating less food regularly. Drink water between meals, not at meals. The second rule follows the first inevitably. If you have lost weight over a week or two, you must never allow or deserve a reward and so be tempted to eat a big high-calorie meal with a lot of sweets, fats, starch, tasty, and gravy or spice sauce. If you do, the whole system will feel satisfied, and with that big meal, it will want to have another one the next day also. Try hard to form the habit of eating only regular small meals, and after 3 or 4 days, the stomach will not carve or demand for big meals, and you will find the hunger has disappeared. You must ensure that you eat plenty of vitamins and minerals. So this means taking plenty of vegetables, especially green leaves and roots also, fresh fruit salads. Avoid dried fruits and highly sweet fruits such as grapes or starchy fruits such as bananas. Choose fruits such as citrus fruits, apples, pears and berries. Canned foods and concentrates like sugar, fat, white flour, sweets and cakes don't contain any corresponding value in vitamins and minerals. If you choose to eat some raw fruits and vegetables, you have to chew well. For in chewing, you use up a lot of saliva from the glands of the mouth. You also get tired from masticating or chewing and soon feel you have had enough. Therefore, masticate slowly and thoroughly so that you get tired of eating before you have consumed too much. Avoid too much salt, which holds the water in the body. Also avoid spices, coffee, tea, sugar, cream and cigarettes, as this increases the appetite. Avoid beer, wine, gin and whiskey, as alcohol has a high calorie content. When you have endocrine fatness due to the disturbances of the hormonal balance in the body, it's better advisable for you to use a medicine. This disorder is caused by low function of the pituitary or thyroid gland. In this case, you can trust slimming drugs, but first undergo a test. Do not lose weight too fast. At least lose around 3 and 5 pounds a week. Moderate exercise is very good, but do not allow yourself to be exhausted, for then you lose control over yourself. Always get your meals on time, and the best type of exercise is to push away from the table at the right time. Self-control is very important. Try to get an appetite for other things also than food. We must admit that fat people are very social-minded. They love parties or small gatherings where tempting delicious food is in abundance. People need to get an appetite for other things such as hard work, athletics, cycling, and attendance of health clubs. Take a walk every day, at least a mile, preferably 4 or 1 hours good walking. Make these changes permanent and effective in harmony with and with the support of other members of your family. Now, we have come to the end of our topic today about obesity, and I hope this message will help you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, speaker.
Here is good news for you. We have a free Bible correspondence school that offers courses on basic health, steps to Christ, Bible discovery, the book of Daniel, and the Revelation, and a personal Bible study guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us, Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
It is right time to listen to the Word of God.
Brothers and sisters, this is your friend Lubang Felix sharing with you the Word of God. Today's topic says, is God really happy for the death of the sinner? So let us come together and learn about this important topic. Is it true really God is happy when a sinner dies? So let us turn to our book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel can tell us exactly if God is happy with the death of the wicked. In chapter 18, verse 21 to 22 says, but if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die. None of the offenses he has committed will be remembered against him. Because of the righteous things he has done, he will live. So here God is declaring that if somebody has sinned and he turns away from his sins, he will be forgiven. Brothers and sisters, God is not happy in the death of the sinner, but he wants the sinner to come and confess his sins so that he may not die. In verse 23, it says, do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Declares the sovereign Lord. Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? So God is not happy in the death of a sinner. And he waits the sinner so that he comes, so that he lives. So God, from the beginning up to this time, human beings are sinners. And they are still alive because he had no pleasure in their death. If God were to be a murderer, Adam and Eve sinned, they would have died that same day. But God spared their lives so that they turn away from their wickedness and live. So simply wickedness is death. So we are still living because of God's mercy. That life flow from God is still flowing to the sinners because he is not happy that sinners should die. And here he is waiting right from your birth up to the time you are living, that you need to turn away from sin so that you live. Therefore, we are given this period for us to come close to him and live a holy life in God, not in wickedness. So here God is open. This message is to every person living on earth who is a sinner, that God is not happy that he should die, but simply turn away from his wickedness. In verse 26, if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits sin, he will die for it. Because of the sin he had committed, he will die. But if a wicked man turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he will save his life. God here is clear. Here is the message to those who have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, and they are already a church members. God is saying, if you turn away from your righteousness and commit sin, and you become a wicked, such a person will die. His righteousness will never be remembered. Even though you have saved God for 8 years, and the 81 year you commit sin and die in it, all your righteousness that you live in will not be considered, but you will be considered as a sinner. On the other hand, if you have lived in sin for 20 years and you turn away from your sins and do what is right, all your sins that you have committed within the 20 years will not be counted on you. You will be called a righteous. Have you seen our loving God? The way of the Lord is different from human ways. So God is not happy for the dead of the wicked. Even though we see millions of people dying, even as I speak now, there are people dying. Why? They die because they did not accept God. They did not come to God. However, there are some who died righteous, but they will live. So here God is saying, if we continue to be wicked, such a person will die at the end, the second death. And if the person turns away from sins and do what is right, he will live eternal life. And again, the righteous person, if he turns away from his righteousness and die in wickedness, such a person will not live. Simply his name will be blotted out from the book of life, and he will die. So God's way is put forward to us. So it is you to judge. It is you to choose which way you wanted to go. So God is not happy for the death of the wicked. He continued to say, yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not just. Are my ways unjust? O house of Israel, is not your ways that are unjust? So some people say God's ways are unjust. But God says his ways are just. Because you are given spare time for you to turn away from your wickedness, for me to turn away from my wickedness. But if I continue in wickedness, I will die in my sins. So, in conclusion, God is saying he is not happy for the dead of the wicked, but he wants the wicked to turn away from his wickedness and live. And wickedness has abound. So he is reminding all the people in this world to turn away from their wickedness and do what is right, so that God can establish them as his sons and daughters. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for the word of God. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
We have come to the end of our programs for tonight. You will listen to some more programs next Wednesday at the same time. May God bless you.